This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. The September WASDE report made changes to the corn ending stocks and yields. We'll have more from the folks at Allendale next.
When market conditions make it hard to turn a profit, it's time to reconsider your crop insurance strategy. Adding an area plan, also called county-based coverage, to your underlying policy can help bridge the gap between profit and loss, especially in a year of high input costs and low commodity prices. Farm Credit Services of America has the tools and expertise to help you determine if an area plan is right for your operation. Call 800-884-FARM or visit fcsamerica.com to get started. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride said one of the biggest surprises from this month's WASDE report was the decrease of old crop corn ending stocks.
Old crop corn, which the marketing year ended on the 31st of August, they did decrease ending stocks for old crop by 55 million bushels. That came all through usage. That was ethanol. You had seed. And you also had an increase to export demand by 40 million bushels. So you see that that number for ending stocks for the old crop going down 55 million bushels to 1.812 billion. That starts things off on a little bit of a friendly note.
While new crop corn ending stocks remained the same, McBride said there was an increase to yield.
We went from 183.1 to 183.6. So that half bushel increase was the very high end of estimates. Most of the estimates, the average came out to 182.4. So we're about 1.2 bushels above where the market and market participants were thinking we were going to be. Overall, we did still lower the new crop ending stocks by 16 million bushels, but that's a little bit on the negative side of things, because we were expecting about 50 million bushels below that, closer to 2 billion in carryout. We're at 2.057 right now.
Listen to our full conversation at iowaagnet.com. For Money Matters, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.